reclaim football from billionaire owners Liverpool fan and Hull Socialist Party member Mad Whale, wrote the article below before the Super League plans fell apart. The plan to set up a new European Super League has met with frustration, anger, and dismay. The proposals have also met with universal disdain, and have managed to unite normally partisan fans across Europe in opposition to this new league. The proposal is to replace the existing European competitions with a new 20-team competition. 15 places will be permanently filled by the founding clubs, including the Big Six in England: Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Manchester City, Manchester United and Tottenham Hotspur. Only 12 founding clubs have been named so far. An as yet unclear process, supposedly related to performance, will decide the remaining 5 places. The motivation of the 12 founding clubs is unapologetically money. The biggest 2 clubs in Spain, Barcelona and Real Madrid, are €1 billion and €900 million in debt respectively. Capitalists in charge of the 12 teams see the new league as a way of ensuring higher revenue, richer TV deals, and a selection of bigger fixtures to market the league worldwide, following the disruption caused by the pandemic. Rich and poor, since the breakaway Premier League, and the influence of Sky and its TV money, the gap between the richest and poorest clubs has grown, and continues to grow. Football clubs are increasingly owned by venture capitalists with no loyalty to the club, the fans or the league they play in. The likes of the Glazers who own Man United, FSG who own Liverpool and Stan Kroenke who owns Arsenal, all own franchises of other sports in the US. They see their football clubs as nothing more than part of their portfolio. All are billionaires, and all have seen the value of the teams increase since buying the clubs. The Super League is pure greed, and an attempt to further increase profit. While clubs in the lower leagues have had to furlough players and face bankruptcy, the richest clubs have put into action a plan that is nothing more than a money grab. The fact that the same 15 teams would play in this Super League every season brings into question the very basic ideals of sporting merit and fair play. At the time of writing, 4 of the Big Six in England sit outside of qualification spots for Europe's current A-League competition, the Champions League. This shows that the Super League has little to do with the most deserving, but is about the richest keeping their place. Football's governing bodies and TV broadcasters appear to be echoing the views of the fans. But let's be clear, their issue is the money and control in football moving from themselves to the Super League clubs. The Premier League itself was set up to ensure that more money would be concentrated in the hands of the elite clubs in England. Europe and world football governing bodies, UEFA and FIFA respectively, have been embroiled in accusations of corruption. The 2022 World Cup has been awarded to the dictatorship in Qatar, where many construction workers have died. Add to this the farce around tickets for major European tournaments. These are just a few examples of FIFA and UEFA acting in favor of big business. No trust, the Champions League itself was set up to protect the TV rights for the major markets. The Super League is a natural progression of the influence of money and capitalism on football. Fans should have no trust in the billionaire owners of clubs, but equally have no trust in the current leaders of the game. There is mass opposition to the Super League and protests have already happened at grounds. Building the protests, and linking them up across the country, can defeat this Super League threat. But that alone will only temporarily hold back the march of money and capitalism in football and sport. Football is now not affordable to many workers. Opposition to the Super League needs to be linked to other issues in football, including the price of tickets. Premier League ticket prices should be £10 to £20, and free or very cheap for children. The Super League is an attempt by the rich owners to monopolize football and increase profits. Capitalism today is short-term greed over long-term planning and people's need. The owners are ruthless big business people who got their wealth and influence by exploiting workforces. The likes of the Glazers and FSG see football in the same way an investor in Amazon sees their money. They want maximum profit, no matter what the cost. The Super League, fans don't want it, players don't want it, and I've yet to see anyone apart from the owners indicate this is anything other than damaging to football. The protests and campaigns are an opportunity to discuss the alternative ways football should be organized. fans should be in charge. No more leeching capitalists, no more finance capital. Only democratic fan-run clubs can ensure that football clubs and the sport in general remains the beautiful game.